doesn't get any clearer.
No. You can say that again.
What about your brandy now?
However, from the privacy of my own Christmas trousers, I announce the last part of Christmas Tales You Lose. The scene. Two criminals are approaching the home of a Mr. Watt, a Welsh expert on Dickens.
What the Dickens are calling me? I was sitting in my farmhouse in Brecon when...
Look, Litpipe, there's a man sitting in his farmhouse in Brecon when...
What? Must be 50 miles away. I'll knock.
Knock! Knock! Ooh, a couple of English crags and a ladder.
Sir, we are two impoverished professional Christmas pudding eaters.
Please, sir, all we ask is a nice table and two chairs facing inward.
Well, seeing as how it's Christmas and custard, come in. Well, and we... This is my wife.
She sounds like a door.
Hello, darling boys. Welcome to a real Welsh home bath. It's a warm, bracht, moonlit nacht to afternoon. I can't help loving that man of mine.
Must be hell in Wales.
How dare you talk about my old Dutch like that?
Don't you move, Harry Welshman. You and that Dutch thing in drag, get into the cupboard. Harry, man, you're due at the door any second in your role of Scratchit.
You're right, there I am now.
Quick, Moriarty, swallow that pulling downwind.
No, you don't. Don't move, Moriarty, this match. Recognize it?
That match? That match is the one that belongs to Thin and me.
Hello, match.
And that, folks, is how Moriarty and Gritpipe met their match.
Nearly finished, folks.
Nearly forgot, folks.